For this week's podcast, I'm taking the opportunity to introduce a new short form podcast that I will be uploading. Haven't decided on how many I will be uploading, but at least once a week. Hope to work myself up to more. After this, we'll return to our regularly scheduled long-term podcasts being uploaded every Monday. These new shorter form podcasts will be of me alone discussing things that are on my mind, things that I'm currently going through at this time, and also past life experiences and the wisdom that I've gained from it. So I hope it brings value, and I hope you enjoy the listen. I want to tell you about a time that I went to save somebody drowning and almost drowned myself. More importantly, I want to tell you the lesson that I've learned from it, and in hopes that it can help you as well. So for decades, as long as I can remember from being a little kid, my family would go on camping trips. Did this from a kid well into adulthood, taking my kids out camping. And we would go, Lake Cachuma, El Capitan. We'd kind of bounce around. We, at this point in time, we're camping at Lake Lopez. And it was during a big drought here in California. And the lake was so dry that it looked like a creek bed. But, you know, we were used to being out on that lake with boats, jet skis, kayaks, and everybody still wanted to go. So we went down from the level we're usually at, and we had to go down to where there should have been water. But we did. We went down there, bunch of kids, a good amount of adults. And, when the water recedes, you could see the different levels in the ground. So there's like an island out there that, you know, since we couldn't do boats and jet skis and stuff like that, they wanted to have fun swimming to that island and then coming back. Well, me, I didn't want anything to do with the water. It was like a gloomy day. Didn't look like the cleanest thing. And I just was like, I'll chill with the fam, and I'll watch my kids and just watch everybody else do their thing. And so, I'm keeping a close eye on my kids, even though they know how to swim. You just never know. And after a while, my kids and the little kids, they're back from the island, so I'm not thinking much of it. But then I hear, somebody yell, "He's drowning," and just instinct just takes over. And I know that it's one of my family members out there, as I say the name of the person who's drowning. And so I just instantly, without thinking, just kick off my shoes, run towards the water, dive in, jump in, and I start swimming towards him. And I'm a swimmer myself. I had swimming lessons growing up. My mom used to take us to those. For a while, we came good swimmers. We could handle it. And so I was able to swim out there no problem. But one thing I never had training in or ever attempted to do was save somebody from drowning. And so when I grabbed him, I had no idea. This is something that I've tended to do in life, just growing up, is when my family's in trouble, when somebody's in trouble, I don't think about, oh, let me ask for help. I think about, let me get to that situation as soon as possible and do whatever I can to remedy it. And that's what happens here. I jump in and I try to save him, and I'm trying to grab, but he's freaking out. And I start to go under with him. Popping back up, just trying to swim a little bit more. I've seen things in movies, like how to grab people, but you don't train, you don't know. You think you see things that you know how to do automatically, and I didn't. And still, even at this time, I'm not thinking about yelling for help myself. I'm just thinking, like, I gotta get this done. This is getting harder and harder. And I could feel fear creeping in. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna do this. That's just a trip that I still to this day, like, I don't know why I didn't ask for help. Help didn't even cross my mind. Even though there was plenty of help on the shore. But, you know, luckily, my brother and my cousin see the struggle that's going on. They jump in and they start swimming out. And I don't need help myself, right? I'm fine. So I just tell them, just take him. And so when they take him, I start like catching my breath, treading water. And I'm so beat right now, I can't just like swim back. But I could swim a little, tread, so I could get back on my feet. And so, you know, this is why reflection is so powerful. And for me, I can do the best reflection when I'm active. And so a lot of times, this is what's beautiful about getting to the gym so early in the morning before any distractions. As you start to reflect, and you know, and this story came to me this morning, and I'm like, well, why is, and when the story came up, like, it was kind of got emotional. I'm like, why would you be emotional about that, Gil? There's, everybody was fine, you know. Even then, we laughed about it, you know. We laughed about him almost drowning. We laughed about me thinking I'm a superhero and almost drowning myself. And it is, it's funny. And so I was, it was funny because we survived, right? But I almost started tearing up when I was thinking about it. I'm like, why are you being triggered by this? You know, so you gotta be a detective and you gotta dig a little deeper. And it started revealing to itself that it's a reflection of how I've been conducting my life these past few years when it comes to wanting to help people. And it's like, my mindset, man, my mindset, I love it. I'm happy. I'm confident. I feel resilient. I know I'm resilient. And it's like, gets me pumped to like take on whatever the world has for me, whatever God has in store for me. I'm ready to go. But I think God balances that too with like, okay, you're ready. You got that. So I'm going to make it so your family and others around you aren't necessarily on that same level. So your struggle will be to be the best person you need to be for them, to lead by example. And I've been failing, right? I've had this mindset, but I'm no example when it comes to being a financial example. I'm no example of being a fitness example. You could say I'm fit, but in all reality, I may be the fittest guy around the people I hang out with, but that's not fit to me, right? I look like my body is like a body of you could tell that guy used to work out hard, or he used to be an athlete, you know, and I've just been maintaining it. And so mindset, what good is my mindset going to do to help people when they're struggling paycheck to paycheck, or when they're struggling with obesity and they're struggling with depression and anxiety and because of their situation and their health? And I'm over here just telling them like, it's going to be all right. Do you think the person I went to go save in that lake to try to just show up there and start drowning with them as I'm slowly trying to inch them towards the shore, do you think he's going to find comfort in me, in my positive attitude and saying, oh, wow, well, this is what God got in store for us. Oh, this is a struggle. You know, we might not make it, but at least we're together. Hey, don't be upset with this situation. We're trying our hardest. No, he wouldn't. He was scared to death. He was counting on somebody else to help him. not show up and be there to witness him drowned. And so that's why it was so emotional to me, because I haven't been leading by example in certain areas. I want people to be fit. I got to be the picture of fitness. I want people to eat healthy. I got to be able to show them what eating healthy looks like. I come from middle class. My middle class has it the hardest. We ain't rich. We don't got a lot of money. We ain't poor enough to get any help. And so we're struggling just to work like dogs. Just work, work, work. And we do it. But that ain't the way to live life.